Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay. President Trump, man, he is so good at just pushing these Democrats' buttons.
Yep.
And getting them to do crazy stuff. Like over the weekend, he actually got Cher and leading Democrat sanctuary city governors and mayors to denounce sending illegals to sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, like, you're just shaking your head watching it. It's just, it was so funny. Because Trump, you know, it comes out that Trump thought about, oh, you know, maybe I'll start sending all these illegals that the Democrats really want to be here. They consider them the same as American citizens. No difference. They don't even differentiate between immigrants and illegal immigrants. All the same to them. And these folks have formed sanctuary cities and then offered all kinds of inducements to get them to come, like free health care and free college tuition for illegals. I mean, anything to get them to move to the sanctuary city. So Trump's like, OK, cool. I'll just load them onto buses then, since y'all want them, and I'll ship them your way. And the Democrats freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Freaked out. And boy, the hypocrisy. I'll tell you what, Cheryl Atkinson, former CBS reporter, nailed this on Twitter. She wrote, I could be wrong, but it seems to me that you can't logically argue both ways. If they're all good people who deserve to be here, if they add net wealth to the country, if they're more law-abiding than U.S. citizens, then how is it a threat to place them in certain towns?
And she is quoting Democrat presidential candidates with each of those statements.
Absolutely. It's a benefit, a reward, right?
Yes.
She writes. I mean, and so I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow, if Trump is, I mean, if they're not getting their fair share of illegals to these sanctuary cities, they ought to sue Trump so they can get more. Right? It's not fair.
Oh, that lawsuit. Yeah, that would be a good one.
Well, no, because, I mean, Beto, the fake Mexican, he would know, told us, Beto O'Rourke, that they are the basis of our safety. And so I would think they would welcome them with open arms. They will be more safe, right? I mean, did Beto not say this less than 2 weeks ago on the campaign trail?
Yes, he did.
And if we truly believe that we are a country of immigrants and asylum seekers and refugees, and they are the very premise of our strength, of our success, and yes, our security, then let us free every single dreamer from any fear of deportation. Let's bring millions more.
And Trump's like, okay, sure, here you go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ship them to your cities. And you're like, no. No. So then, I mean, they can't even get on the same page. So Cory Booker, presidential campaign candidate, right? Cory Booker comes out.
Spartacus,
yes. And says, no, wait. No. It'll actually make us less safe. And it's not fair if you send the illegals to the sanctuary cities we're inviting them to.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
When you say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
That is exactly what Democrats are doing to America now. They are pitting Americans against Americans. They are pitting illegal immigrants against immigrants. They are doing the very thing that they are accusing this president and Republicans of doing.
And at the end, he says, we shouldn't do it. It'll make us less safe. Now, when Trump says that, he's a xenophobic hater of a racist.
Yes.
No. These illegal immigrants are making us less safe. Hater. I mean, do you remember when he was on the board? He said, listen, they're sending criminals across the border. Makes us less safe. They went hater.
Yep.
The Republicans were demanding he apologize. Now, Cory Booker's out there saying, well, you can't send illegals to Democrat sanctuary cities. They're all blue because that'll make us less safe. Well, how is that any different from what Trump said?
I am just imagining the videos that we're going to see, the internet ads, the television ads, the radio ads we're going to hear of Democrats who are saying one thing one place and another thing the other time. And You know, and Trump can just say, who do you trust? I'm doing exactly what I've told you I was going to do from day one of my campaign. You've got these folks saying one thing one day, saying something else the next day. And he can do that on pretty much every issue because he's been able to call their bluff on just about everything. And he's the only Republican politician with enough guts to try it.
Yeah, no one else has ever even attempted it.
No.
It's just whatever the left says, okay. And so they're used to being able to talk out of both sides of their mouth with no consequences. It's not that the media is going to hold them responsible the way they would a Republican. They don't know how to deal with this.
Yes.
Meanwhile, did you see the Cher tweet?
Yes.
In reaction.
She makes the point Donald Trump is making.
Donald Trump Cher has tweeted similar things to this and been called a xenophobic hater. And, of course, a racist, as we all know, right?
Oh,
so Trump proposed, I'm going to send you guys the illegals then. You want them. You have the sanctuary cities, right? Cher tweets, I understand struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus U.S. citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty line and hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets. How can we take care of more? Well, welcome to the conservative side, Cher.
Wait a minute.
That's what we've been saying for years.
She's pitting citizens against illegal immigrants here, Tara. She must be a divider and a hater, just like Trump.
Well, if she wants to take care of Americans first, I mean, that is xenophobic, as we know. When Trump said that he's been called every kind of word in the book, racist, yeah, nationalist, xenophobe. Well, when she says it, oh, you want to send them to my city? I didn't understand that. I thought we were sending them to some red city.
Well, but
no,
see,
they can't come here.
And the hypocrisy of the American media, though, is going to let the left get by with this for a while.
Of course.
Because you will not hear USA Today and CBS and these others pointing out the fact that this is absolutely hypocritical. An exact opposite of what they've been saying beforehand. Now, you might get a reporter here or there who might sort of hint at that, but you're not going to see this being brought out and showed for the abject hypocrisy that this is.
And then, the best part. Gavin Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, who ran on making California a sanctuary city,
mm-hmm,
who only, been the last couple of months, offered free health care for illegals if they would come. Reacting to Trump going, okay, I'll put him on buses and send him then. This is his outrage at that.
It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's sophomoric. It's petulant. And it's par for the course.
So why do Democrats refuse to stand by their own policies?
Yeah, Heather,
thank you, Fox News.
Yeah.
At least somebody is making an effort here.
Well, it's illegal to send the illegals here to California. It's illegal. Well, yeah, I know. That's what we've been saying. It's illegal. Yeah, thank you, Gavin News. Where is the law that says he says it's illegal? The law that says, well, you can't. The president, if he's a Republican, cannot send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. Where's that law?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not illegal. And I don't even know what he's talking about.
Why was it not illegal when Obama would have the folks who had been gathered up at the border and then move them to other cities around the country? Why was that not illegal, Mr. Newsom? Because that's exactly what the Obama administration did. We discussed that. We debated that whole issue here years ago when Obama was president.
He was sending them to red areas.
Yes.
He was dumping the refugees from the Middle East in red areas, not blue areas. And nobody cared. Although I don't know if the media even knew that was going on, because they're tremendously uninformed. So, I mean, you know, we all reported it. We knew what was going on.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, people on the text line, Lee, are just blowing up over this guy. Imhotep Norman.
Oh,
did you
yes
see this?
Yes, sadly I did.
Running from the police Friday night in Spartanburg. Car catches fire as he goes down 85. They first tried to stop him on 14, but he wouldn't pull over. So he's running from the police. He's got his priorities straight. You know, he's throwing the drugs out the car as the flames are now coming up out of the car. It's so bad that as he's driving the car, the troopers are calling the fire department because mm-hmm they know they're going to need the fire department. Yeah. He goes through four different mile markers, right? So he goes from mile marker 56 on I-85 to 60, right?
Up to Highway 101.
Yep.
Yeah.
As the car is engulfed in flames, he doesn't even bother to hit the brakes as he gets out and runs, leaving the one-year-old toddler behind.
Yes.
Doesn't even try to help her. Just jumps out of the car and runs. Now, for the sake of accuracy, in court, he claimed, oh, I didn't know it was on fire. There's no way he didn't know it was on fire. They knew it was on fire when he was still driving. That's why they called the fire department long before he ever got out of the car.
Yeah, the Highway Patrol was calling dispatch, telling them to send a local area fire department.
Yes.
And, of course, by the time the car had stopped, the fire department was there. This story on our website, 1063WORD.com. I've got further details on that. And, yeah, it is just heart-wrenching. And this, it just,
He's her dad, by the way.
Yes.
Her dad.
Yeah.
He's 26.
Yeah.
She was 1 year old.
And the child died in that fire.
In the inferno. Wow. I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, you threw the oldest trick in the book, throw the drugs out the window. Trust me, I've done police reporting for a long time. That does not work.
No.
Especially if you do it without gloves on, because you just left your fingerprints on a baggie of drugs, if they weren't there already, that you threw out of the car. They don't ever fall for that. They go and get the drugs. That was his priority, Lee, not the girl and the little girl in the back, getting rid of the drugs. A lot of people on the text line already wondering what kind of sentence he'll get for that, if anything, because it's South Carolina. Here it is. Tara, how low of a sentence can the guy who left his car in the burning car get? 2 months? Here? I don't know. We plea bargain in this state with serial killers who dispatch 7. So, I mean, this is probably just going to be viewed as another traffic incident, I suppose. Coming up in just a minute, a major win for Trump, which is why you heard nothing about it over the weekend, or very little. Probably nothing at all. I'll tell you what it is. You'll know immediately why you didn't hear about it. It's good news. Get you pumped up this morning. Boy, this got me pumped up over the weekend. Tiger Woods win. I don't know about you. Oh, it was awesome. It was so cool because it was so unexpected. Was it not? Oh, yeah. Just... unbelievable. I mean, it was his first victory in a major tournament since he won the U.S. Open in June of 2008. So that's almost 11 years ago. And as recently as 2017? Think about that. As recently as 2017, Tiger Woods saying he didn't know if he would ever be able to play again. So that was just, it was just cool to watch. I wish my mom was alive to see it. He was her favorite. I mean, we knew, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, I mean, she will tell you, do not schedule the baptism of a child, a wedding, nothing. Do not schedule your wedding when Tiger is playing. And I didn't. But when it was time to schedule my wedding, I had a couple different dates. I had to look to see if Tiger was playing. Because I don't want to do that to my, I mean, she's not going to miss Tiger playing. That was unthinkable. She loved him. She did. She just loved his spirit. So it was really cool to watch him. Now I know I'm going to get the flack on the tags on. Well, do you know what he did with his wife? And he's a bad guy. And he's, yeah, that's what makes it so amazing. Overcoming those personal demons. I mean, think about it. Very highly risky spinal fusion surgery. I mean, risky as in, like, would he be able to walk and use his limbs again kind of risk. The DUI, where the whole world learned he had a prescription drug addiction. Checked in for that, never mind the physical problems that he's had surgery for. It just seemed impossible for him to ever come back in any kind of consistent way. And who knows, maybe this is a flash in the pan. I don't know. But it gave me chills, brought tears to my eyes nonetheless. One for Mom, because she slept him so much and I could just see her in front of the television. She would have gone bonkers in the way she always did, screaming her head off so loud the neighbors could hear it. She'd have been jumping up and down. Oh my gosh, she would have lost it to see this. And because to me, I don't know if you get like this, but I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like God is perfection. And in some people, he shows us just a flash of what perfection looks like at a thing. Not absolute perfection. No human has that, but near perfection. And Tiger Woods had that for so long. That's why people loved him. Overlooked all the things he did. Because people are in awe of that. It's almost superhuman, what he had. And to see it go away and for him to be brought down to, I mean, do you remember how he used to psych out other golfers just with his presence? It'd make them a mess because it almost seemed like what he had was so amazing, it just wasn't real. So to see him as a human being having to fight back from all of that and being able to do it just one more time, even maybe, I don't know, maybe more than that. By the way, this was Tiger's 15th major. So he's now just 3 behind record holder Jack Nicklaus, who has 18. And there was a time before Tiger's troubles that everyone thought he was a foregone conclusion he'd blow by Nicklaus's record. Jack Nicklaus, my mom's other favorite golfer. She loved him too. She did. All right, a lot of people still reacting to this horror on I-85 over the weekend. A dad running from police with drugs in his car. Imhotep Norman, his name is, 26 years old. Car catches fire as he goes down 85. There's enough time here that, I mean, first it sparks, then it's flames. And, the troopers are seeing this. They're calling the fire department, doing all that. Still, he keeps going. Jumps out of the car as it's still running. Doesn't even bother to put the brakes on. His baby girl, 1 year old, in the back seat. Car catches flames. Doesn't even bother to try to get her out of the car. Takes off running. After throwing the drugs out, his first priority, right? They got the drugs. By the way, it was a large bag. And first responders did not realize there was a baby girl on the back seat of the fiery inferno until they finally put the fire out and found her burnt remains. Wow. Folks, that's what's running around out in the world with us today. They do not care about you or your life, and if you get in the way of whatever they're doing that day, they will mow you down, preferably in their automobile. I bring these stories up to warn you that this is life. That's what's out there. You don't understand what walks around beside you. Watch this guy get bonded out, by the way. What? No. Wait for that. Warning to judge this morning. Do not let him out. We will make you famous. This guy does not need another suspended sentence. This guy needs to cool his heels where he is. He is a threat to human life. We're going to keep an eye on him and on you, too. Don't make me make you famous. I don't like to do that. I'd rather praise judges like the one we did last week who locked up a drunk driver, didn't give him bond. Good job, judge. I'd rather do that kind of story and have a good day with good news. Texter writes, pray for the troopers and firefighters who found that little girl burned to death in that car. Oh, my God, I can't imagine. Texter writes, once he goes to court, he will get out on time served. Well, that judge is going to pay for that if that happens. So will the prosecutor. Don't even think about a plea deal on this one. Don't even think it. Plea deals are not for guys like this. Texter writes, Anthony from Greer, is it possible the baby was dead before the flames and the baby didn't feel anything? I hope to God so. Texter writes, he'll get a suspended sentence because it'll be deemed a post-birth abortion. That'd be in New York. Texter writes, make him famous, Tara. So says Dave, we will. Texter writes, the mother and the grandmother, yeah, the driver, defended the driver at his bond hearing. He was her father, by the way. Mom was not around, not in the car, I guess. I don't know where she was, but yeah. Jeez. Texter writes, and finally, yeah, God bless those firefighters who had to find that. Texter writes, the Burger Cook-Off supporting Children's Cancer Partners held in downtown Spartanburg, was great. Lots of people and killer burgers. Awesome. And an awesome charity I'm going to be telling you a whole lot about as the year unfolds. This is such a great group, and we're going to help raise money for them. They take care of Children's Cancer Partners. The money stays in the upstate, and they help with the financial pain of pediatric cancer, which breaks almost all the families financially. Where there's a child who has it. I mean, think about it. You know what your health insurance is like. It doesn't cover everything, does it? Well, can you imagine the cancer diagnosis? Works the same way, but on a much larger scale. Almost every family goes broke. And I'd never realized this before, talking with the folks at Children's Cancer Partners, just a great place to donate. I've given money. You need to give money too, even if it's just $10. It's childrenscancerpartners.org. That literally can mean life or death for the child, because you have to, cancer is specialized now. And so you have to travel to the place in the country where they treat your child's kinds of cancer. And it's often not here. It can be all over the place, depending on the kind of cancer, pediatric cancer they have, to see the specialist. And usually you'll have to travel for treatment, and it's, a dozen times, two, three, four dozen. Well, I mean, if you can't afford to make the trip and stay in the hotel, some parents can't. The child literally doesn't get the treatment. And so what they do is they pay those bills. They start with those, and then they pay the other bills that lighten the load. For instance, parents begin to struggle with car payments and even putting gas in the car to get to treatments, even if they're just right here in the upstate. And so they do those kinds of things. to take that financial burden off parents who are already suffering so much, you know, helping this child battle cancer. So thank you, Dave, for going to that. I appreciate that. Children'sCancerPartners.org. Let's see, good news. You didn't hear about this over the weekend. This is a major win for Trump, and those are rare, especially where the Ninth Circus is involved. Did you see this? The Ninth Circus ruled for Trump. Wait, what? Yes, ruled for Trump. Let me tell you what's going on. You're seeing the record numbers at the border, right? And the Democrats are switching tactics. Recently, as 2 weeks ago, the New York Times, CNN, all of them, and I've documented this, we're still telling you there's no crisis on the border, Trump's lying. And then Sunday, a week ago, Chris Cuomo on CNN first came out and said, oh, well, actually, there is a crisis on the border. Now that we think about it, it's Trump's fault. Completely contradicting CNN's reporting to that point when they were lying for about 5 months saying there was no crisis. Trump made it up. They said there was actually a terrible crisis on the border now that they think about it, and it's Trump's fault. He's just not managing the illegals as well as Obama. Well, that's a lie, too. Now, what has caused the crisis on the border? We had 100,000 illegals a month making it over the border, claiming asylum, and we're letting them go in the country. Why? Because Trump sucks. No. It's because our borders had been left wide open, forced wide open by a liberal judge's court order, which is why we were being overrun in record numbers, not having anything to do with Trump. 100,000 a month in March. And we'd been living in an open borders judicial dictatorship. Liberal Ninth Circus Judge Richard Seaborg ruled that any illegal immigrant who showed up, and they're all claiming asylum now because that's what the liberal groups that coach them do. So they break into the country and they say, oh, asylum, because they know they'll get the automatic work permit while we take 2 years to adjudicate their case and figure out if they really, if they really qualify for asylum. Over 90% of them don't. And then they just disappear into the country. So the record-breaking invasion was caused by the ruling of liberal judge Richard Seaborg that we had to turn any illegal immigrant who claimed they were seeking asylum loose into our country, even if they were caught breaking our laws trying to enter illegally. Trump had issued an executive order saying, no, they got to stay on the Mexican side to wait for their asylum case. They can't come in. If they come in, they're automatically disqualified. Judge says, no, got to let them go in the country. Based on what law? No law. He just made it up. Well, the Ninth Circus just unanimously overturned Seaborg, but not before massive damage was done. And so there's going to be some lag here, folks. It's going to take a while for the message to get back down to Central America, get to Guatemala, get to these places. No, Trump just won. You're going to have to wait on the Mexican side. And so our border agents were forced, because of the ruling of the liberal judicial dictator, they were forced to stop patrolling the border. They have to process every asylum case. So these illegals were just walking up to them, surrendering, and then they've got to do the paperwork and then get them on the bus and ship them into the interior. All orders of one judge, whose order was just overturned because it's not constitutional. There's no U.S. law that says that. He just made it up. So once the word spread that no one could stop you at the border, they flooded it at a rate of 100,000 a month and growing. We were on track at the growth rate to take in 2 million illegals this year. That would have been four times what enters on a typical year. And that's that's because of word of the liberal judges dictates. It's right. Folks, we don't live in democracy. We used to live in a republic. Now we live in a judicial dictatorship. This is what they're doing on the border. So this is great news. Trump can now temporarily, the Supreme Court has to rule on it, but temporarily keep them on the Mexican side. He is no longer forced, as of this morning, to let them go in the country unless they have a child. So this ruling solves about half the problem. The other half the problem is caused by liberal judges' rulings that essentially, if you have a child with you, any child, just pick one, buy one off the street, doesn't matter. They have to let you loose into the country after 20 days. So you're still going to see the flooding over the border. You're going to see even more children now because you have to have a child. Asylum won't work. They'll keep you on the Mexican side, which is just devastating for children. But that's the Democrats want to keep this going. They could end it this morning by noon if they wanted to, but they won't. They don't care about kids. Anyway, the good news is before this ruling, the border agents literally weren't able to stop them. And they were just processing them. And that would take hours. And then the cartels, the human traffickers who were smuggling prostitutes into the country, some of them against their own will. The drug traffickers, the cartels, they were using the fact that the Border Patrol could not patrol the border. They had to process these people because Judge Richard Seaborg thought that that was the way it should be. And so they're just flooding over the border. And we don't catch them. They were just overrunning it. We had true open borders, folks. So they are half closed now. And there are legal challenges by the Trump administration to the 20-day rule that, you know, if you've got a kid, you got to be turned loose in the country for 20 days. Liberal judges just made that one up, too. Just made it up. Just invented it. It's not part of our law. So that's got to be overturned as well. But this is half the battle, and it's really good news to get any kind of win without the House having to act. And by the way, folks, I just want to remind you, none of this had to happen. I mean, Trump begged Speaker Paul Ryan, starting in June of last year, to stop this. The GOP could have overruled. Congress could have voted to overrule Judge Richard Seaborg. But Paul Ryan refused. In fact, there was GOP legislation that would have ended all of this. The 20-day child rule and this too. But he refused to hold a vote, even though he had the votes in the House to stop it. He wouldn't do it. He wanted open borders. That's who Paul Ryan was. And the Democrat-controlled Congress under Pelosi could stop it too. But she refuses as well. So, I mean, folks, this country's worst enemies are not abroad. They're not, folks. They're in Congress and on the bench in this country. And we just had a rare win over them. This will begin to make a difference in the coming weeks, and months. Thank God. So good news there. Major Trump win. And again, you will not hear about this in the media because they are now pushing the narrative that the reason that illegals are flooding the border is because of Trump's incompetence. And this undermines that storyline, even though it's the truth. So they'd rather lie to you. It's what they do. Now, do you know what the Democrats are doing in Congress? They're trying to pass this equality bill. Sounds great, right? We agree with equality, which would ban, make it against federal law, to draw any distinction between men and women. So no men in women's bathrooms, no sporting competitions. If you're a man, you say you're a woman, well, then we're all the same. You get to participate in sports. So Breitbart goes up to Representative Joe Kennedy, who chairs the committee that this bill came out of, and asks him about, you know, because the bill would mandate that all schools, colleges everywhere, if you've got women's sports and a man wants to play and he says he's a woman, he doesn't have to biologically change himself in any way or have any kind of alteration. He just gets to play. So they asked Representative Joe Kennedy about that since he's spearheading this bill. Representative Joe Kennedy, he's a Democrat, decried sports leagues for only women and girls and said sports competitions must be for all human beings. Kennedy, who chairs the Democrats' Transgender Equality Task Force, dismissed women's sports when Breitbart asked him during a brief interview on Capitol Hill what he would say to women and girls who lose sports competitions to men and boys who say they are females but are biological males. Here's what Kennedy said. Human beings are human beings. Man, that's exactly what I'd say. Human beings are 100% entitled to compete with whatever sport they want to compete with. Well, we're already all entitled to play whatever sport we want to play. It's just the team you're playing on. I'm a man. I want to play on a woman's team. All right, you do that. We are not legally allowed to draw a distinction between the sexes. They are absolutely the same. Doesn't matter if they look different. They are absolutely the same. And I can't play this enough times. This is liberal, Democrat, lesbian, feminist, gay, activist Julia Beck, who testified before the committee, begging her fellow Democrats not to do this.
The concept of gender identity suggests that...
Oh, here we go.
If the act passes in its current form as H.R. 5, then every right that women have fought for will cease to exist. H.R. 5 is a human rights violation. Every person in this country will lose their right to single-sex sports, shelters, grants, and loans. The law will forbid ever distinguishing between women and men.
Yep. Man. This is Breitbart. Kennedy's dismissal of sports reflects his role as chairman of the Transgender Task Force, which is pushing the progressive claim, they want to make it law, federal law, that men and women are interchangeable and should be treated by the government that way. Whoa. Now, of course, this is probably not going to pass the Senate because that's Republican controlled. But folks, this gives you an idea of where they want to go. And where they want to go is really scary. All right. Coming up on the show, we're going to get into this in the next hour. Some questions folks should ask about Julian Assange. They're really compelling. You got to hear this list. And how on earth in America do you still have a Twitter account after threatening to assassinate the president? How is that possible? I mean, no. How? I mean, you threatened to assassinate the president and people love it. They retweet it. They think it's awesome. How does that happen? When you're CBS, of course. I mean, look, these, I got to tell you about this too. These same television networks, media networks that scream Hitler, xenophobe, racist, hater, you're going to cause violence, literally calling for the assassination of the president this weekend. I throw my hands in the air. We'll have all that and more coming up in the next hour. It's Must Hear Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.